And part of it, if you want to, make sausage with it. The ham and the shoulders and the pork sides. That's where the bacon comes from.
Do you ever have call that middling?
Yes, middling.
Do you call that a side of bacon or middling of bacon?
Well, we always call it a side of bacon. And when it's fresh, you know, not cured, they call it middling.
What about the outside of the bacon?
The rind. We call it the rind.
And the kind of meat that you buy already sliced thin to cook with eggs.
That's the bacon.
What about the fat salt pork you could boil with greens?
Well, I call that my cooking meat. But we always call it pork fat.
Do you ever hear of sow belly or white meat?
Sow belly. We call it sow belly too to cook with.
Anything else besides sow belly?
We mostly call it salt meat.
What about something you can make from the what are the inside parts that you eat?
We call that the chitlins. And I can eat a bushel. You ever try any? They're good. You can get them seasoned right. I love the things.
What about other inside parts besides the chitlins?
Well, the liver and the lungs, but we call the lungs lights. And we will eat those once in a while. But I love the liver.
Do you ever heard of something like made by cooking and grinding up the liver? Do you ever make anything that way?
No, sure haven't.
And someone who kills and sells meat would be called a
slaughter.
Or that person would be called
a butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat is.
Well, now we have different names for that. It's either ruined or stale or not fit to eat.
Or it's already
ruined. We call it ruined.
So what would you say about a child that always gets his way?
We call him brats.
Or say that he's what?
Unruly.
What about
spoiled? He's spoiled. A spoiled brat, it's all he could be.
Okay. Do you ever hear of something called scrapple or pawn hoss or something made from hog meat?
No. Now we use the head of the hog and make souse from that.
Did you ever hear of anything made out of the blood?
I sure have.
And say if you had some butter and that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say that the butter was...
I'd say it was rancid.
Okay. And thick milk, do you call that?
Clabber.
What can you make from that?
Well, and some kind of cheese. Cottage cheese, I think it is.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking?
Well, you strain it first. And then put it away. In the country, we let the cream rise.